This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Think of, you know, what's important to your particular, each particular client, and what you could give, an idea or a strategy or something you've thought of, or something that you could offer them if you want to. It's absolutely not necessary. It is enough to just call up and say how are things. But if you want to, you can call that particular client, you know, with a strategy or an idea or that sort of thing. I usually like to call or offer some sort of strategy or an idea, and it's getting to know your clients, particularly if it's a really, really, yeah, a busy client and they don't have a lot of time, or that's their sort of personality. They're a high D in the DISC profile personality, where they're very focused about, you know, doing, and you don't want to come across as a nuisance that you're using up their time. So you can do that sort of thing with those sort of personalities. So just pick and choose within your client, which clients, how to approach each client. But don't complicate it. Yeah, for the majority of people, 80% of people, 90% of people, it's enough to just call up and say, yeah, hey, how are things? How are you going? Sort of thing. So now the important thing here is when you make that phone call, the number one thing to do is shut everything out of your mind, and listen. Just shut everything out and listen and make that person your 100% focus and 100% attention. If you're calling on the phone, don't be checking your email at the same time or looking at your Facebook updates or anything like that. Make sure you're really listening, because, you know, we all crave someone who will really listen to us and listen to what we've got to say and that sort of thing. So if you can be the person that's listening, you strengthen that relationship and that bond with your customer by doing that. And ask questions. So listen and then ask. And, you know, ask the W questions. So who, when, which, what, why, where, and how. And this is basic sort of conversational intelligence. I probably don't need to go on too much about this, but, you know, it's just really the same as you would with a friend. You ask some questions, you don't go in with an agenda, you don't sort of, you know, meet up with a friend and then start pitching them some network marketing product or something like that. You just, hey, you spend time with them and that sort of thing. So it's using those sort of words, and focus on what's in it for you. After you've listened, if there's little opportunities there, focus on how you can add value. Focus on how you can add value and how you can give something back to your client and offer something of value which is going to make an impact on their life and going to make a difference in their life and the way they sort of do things. So let's just step back a little and have a look at what could happen, what the potential is here of just implementing this simple routine into your business of making a house things call. It's going to take 15 minutes a day. Most people can manage 15 minutes a day. So you go through and you think, okay, now if I do this for 12 months, I spend 15 minutes a day, I do one person each weekday. That's around about 20 people a month. Times 12 is about 240. We're going to take 1 month holiday, so let's times it by 11. So 20 times 11 equals 220. And let's actually round it down even more to 200, just to give us some solid numbers, and that makes it even easier to do. So we've got 200 people that we're going to call with these house things calls. Now, if your average dollar sale, let's just say your average dollar sale is $1,000. Now, for some it might be much more than that. For others, it might be much less than that. But let's just say $1,000 is the average dollar sale. Now, if 10%, let's say 10% of those you convert, which I think 10% of people you call, which I think is reasonably conservative, decide to, or 10% of those calls result in a sale, that's 20 sales. If 5% result in a sale, that's 10 sales. Now let's work this out as an hourly rate. So at 10%, we've got 20 sales, which works out to $20,000. So we've made $20,000, but we've had to make 200 phone calls. So $20,000 divided by 200 is $100 a phone call. $100 a phone call. Now, if each phone call is taking 15 minutes, that means you're making $400 an hour based on a 10% actual conversion. Now, if it's a 5%, well, we're going to half that. So 5% is going to make us $10,000, which means we're making $50 a phone call. $50 a phone call, which means we're making $200 an hour. Now, if you're not making $200 an hour or $400 an hour right now, then this would naturally be a very, very good strategy to start to implement and start to, you know, to meld into, you know, into your daily routine. Because it's really got that much, you know, that much power and that much potential. And don't forget, if we look at this and we go and we say, okay, so we're making, you know, so each one, so we've made, you know, we've made a 10%, so we've made 20 sales at $1,000. But we've actually made a lot more than that, but because we've also nurtured our customer, and that customer is more likely to come back, number one. And number two, that customer is also more likely to refer. So in reality, it may be, you know, and you'll only know this once you do it, but it may be two transactions where perhaps that's actually worth not $20,000 but $40,000, which means you're actually making $200 a phone call, which is $800 an hour. So really important to just, you know, to just understand the power of this strategy, the hidden power of this strategy, because there's a massive, you know, it's a very, very powerful and very, very simple strategy, and a very powerful and simple way of approaching things.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.